Episode 2633, Put a Spring in Your Step.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope your first week of spring has gone extremely well. It is Relationship Builders Day, and let's get your marriage on the right track. It's all about refreshment, so put a spring in your step. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, spring is such a fabulous time for walks together. So put a spring in your step, because those who stroll together stay together. I just love thinking about spring because, believe it or not, it reminds me of marriage. Marriage is about togetherness, doing life together. And early on, from dating to a few years after I do, marriage seems a lot more fun and inviting. It's sometimes like you're Mr. and Mrs. Incredible. Thanks, Disney, for that. But maybe life isn't always fresh roses and bright tulips. Can you tell I'm excited about spring? Huh, but in life, what does it really bring us? After that sweet spot of I do, arguments or disagreements, battles against career choices, chaos in children, dinner and dishes, and we can't forget finances. We could continue through the alphabet to find so many more. But have you ever experienced your spouse scrolling more than strolling with you? And it's not just about social media or online temptations. It's not just about gaming. It's the actions that you are not worth more than what I am doing right now that haunt marriage. And unfortunately, a lot of us experience that. So let's be extra real today. Most of us are so busy that we don't even know how we would find time to do anything together. The kiddos suck your early morning and later afternoon. And then when you add up all of your responsibilities as a family, nothing seems possible. Where is the time? Everyone says that there's always time, but you have to be willing to make time. I have 24 hours in the day, and so do you. How are you utilizing them? What are your priorities? What are your non-negotiables? Well, you can look at it from a schedule point of view, or you can choose to put a spring in your step together. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put a spring in your step. I mean, come on. If it's going to be spring, let's name it as such. Because spring is a time for renewing and rejuvenating that which has grown dull or too easy. I just had my sons. Oh, this is so exciting. All right, maybe not for you, but for me it is. We have this gorgeous sunroom. And late fall, I bring in all the potted plants. Yes, because we're in the South, so I can do this. We have this gorgeous sunroom, and we bring in all the potted plants, the hibiscus trees and the potted, you know, oh my goodness, there are just so many of them. And I literally have, I think right now I have 7 hibiscus trees, 2 gardenia trees, and a few other things that I've already forgotten. And we have strawberries. And believe it or not, sometimes we get strawberries in the winter. They're those kind of plants that, well, they don't ever die. They go dormant and then they come back. And it's so awesome. So yes, just yesterday, it was so exciting. I had my sons take out my plants from the sunroom. Some of the leaves had shriveled up and died, but others, they were just holding on to warmer weather and heavenly rains, all of which provide refreshment for growth. Marriage is very similar. There are seasons where you have to let some things, well, dry up and fade into their own moment. It just is what it is. You can't change it. You let it pass. You let it go. However, there are many seasons where you need to put more focus on what really matters, you and your spouse as a couple. It takes work. So instead of living life more from conveniences, put a spring in your step and make what seems impossible possible. So what does that look like? How can we bring spring into our marriage? Well, number one, refresh together. Have you ever bought a basic white t-shirt, you know, and it was used for last season, only to know that you will need to get another one the following season. Really? Why do I have to keep doing it? I mean, if I don't have any spots on it, can't I use the same one? Well, sometimes there are things in life that get a little too dingy. You know what I'm talking about. You get that crisp white one, brand new, and you look at last year's old one, and you're like, oh, I got to get rid of this one. So you have to come up with ways to ignite that which is stale. Your love life, your date nights, helping around the house, all of those things that we really don't think about, but we need to be thinking about. What can we do together as a couple to spruce things up around here within our marriage? What is it for you? Think about it. Now, you don't have to think long because already you have three things already in your mind and you're probably on number seven by now. Because things pop up and you're like, oh man, if he would work on this and I could work on this and ooh, we could do that together, that would be awesome. And next thing you know, it's like, whoa, you're back to that I do for a moment. We can't get comfortable in our marriage. And spring is the best time. So put a spring into your step. Refresh together. Number two, stroll together. When you stroll together, you're willing to do more than just getting through the day. It's not about just your responsibilities. You get to decide how to show up in your marriage every day. Don't consider this merely walks around the block, even though I encourage it. I love walks around the block. My husband, well, we don't do a lot of them. We take more of, well, strolls to other things, guitar stores. We do road trips. So we stop at the rest stops and we walk together. So our strolls look a little bit different. But again, you have to do what's right for you and your marriage. So make it work for you. It's all about doing life together. Saying, you know what, hun, I'm in this with you. Because unfortunately, a lot of what's happening today, now hear me out, a lot of it is selfish. What's in it for me? WIIFM, great radio station. Maybe you can find it on Pandora even. What's in it for me? But it's not going to get you very far. Because if it does, guess what? You're going to be alone. I'm just putting it out there. I said we're going to be extra real today. Why? Because what you do individually also affects how you are as a couple. What you think about, you bring about. If you're sitting there saying, gosh darn it, I wish I didn't marry him. Well, you know what? You're going to find reasons why you don't want to be married to him. And there are many. But guess what? Flip to the other side of the coin. There are many reasons why he doesn't want to be married to you. I mean, come on. I know it is for me and I know it is for my husband. But again, it's moments. It's these moments. And really, they don't count. Because if you go to someone else, you're going to have the same problem. I'm just saying. I want this to be real. I want you to know that you can have an incredible marriage, even with all the flaws that life brings. And there's going to be a lot of them. But you can also have that time of togetherness. For me, today, it was fabulous. We had the entire family here, missing only one, unfortunately. He's serving our country right now, and he's doing some training. But everyone else was here. And it was one of those things where I'm like, you know, Lord, you blessed us so. And we're grateful for it. Because that covers all the other craziness that you're like, really? Why does this have to happen to us? Take a deep breath, refresh together, stroll together, and finally, number three, grow together. When new seasons come, trees and plants need what? Fertilizer. I just took out my trees and my plants. I took out all the dead ones. I had these beautiful pansies that had been planted and they just shriveled up and died. I didn't keep them watered. Yes, but it was also the end of the season. But now guess what? I took out all the old. I'm going to put in some fresh soil, some fresh fertilizer, and I'm going to plant some brand new, beautiful plants. Marriage takes the same thing. You have to be willing to learn new things about your spouse and always grow as a couple. Fertilize and seed your relationship. This takes time, money, and consistency. So invest. Seriously. I'm not saying just go to, oh, well, let's go to this conference or let's go to therapy. All of that is great. But maybe you need to do something more as a couple. Maybe you go to a couple's Bible study. Maybe you schedule a date night with one other couple that you can get so real in life with that you don't have to pretend that everything's okay, because you don't want to be living and doing life like an Instagram feed or a Facebook feed, or should we call it Metaverse feed, whatever you want to call it. You've got to be able to do life well together. And not because it comes easy, but because, yes, it's challenging, because it makes you a better person. If you really look inward and you ask yourself this question, think about this. Does my spouse make me a better person? I'm almost sure. How does that make sense? Right? I'm almost sure. No, I am sure. If you are still married, your spouse makes you a better person. Now, you may not want to own that because you want to be better than them, but that's not right either, right? We all have our flaws. We all have our faults. It's not about comparison. It's about taking somebody's strengths, melding them with your strengths, and creating something incredible. Greatness is a journey that you're on together. You take the steps together, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That just doesn't apply to you. It applies to you as a couple also. It applies to you as a family. It's pretty cool. But you got to be willing to refresh, stroll, and grow. Life isn't about what you can do by yourself when you're married. Life is living well with the spouse you said I do to, and choosing every day to make a way to say I do again. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.